Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Christmas right around the corner, new year coming, LaPresti firing out the gates with the 10 a.m. update. There you go. Nice baseball jersey you're wearing, by the way, as well. It's sharp.
Boomer and Geo softball team throwback.
Looks good.
Circa 2018.
You're looking sharp, CeeLo.
It's Christmassy.
Yeah,
sort
you
of.
Can pull off facial hair as well. I can. Extremely jealous. So can Hoff, so can Dove. I can't. So I've got three guys that have got tremendous beard looks as we take you right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's a Tuesday midday right here on The Fan in New York. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. And can hit me up on X at Mark Melusis as well. That's Mark with a C. And plenty to chat about, plenty to get into. Brian Baldinger will join us a little bit later on in the program, his usual spot. Talk a little NFL after what was a pretty entertaining Monday night game if you're a 49er fan, for my son Paul Melusis, who was celebrating as Brock Purdy threw five touchdown passes and Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers went out there and put up 40-plus points against Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. So we'll get into a little NFL, continue the conversation that we had yesterday surrounding the Jets and the Giants. But we kick it off with a little bit of baseball. And, you know, it's been an interesting offseason as far as the Yankees and the Mets are concerned. But we'll kick it off with the New York Mets. And yesterday, another, you know, foundational piece, core piece, rat raccoon guy, Jeff McNeil traded to the Oakland Athletics. Yordan Rodriguez, a 17-year-old fireballer going to the New York Mets. Mets sending the A's some cash as well to offset some of the salary for Jeff McNeil. The interesting thing when you look at what David Stearns is doing, and he is obviously, and I understand there are a lot of Met fans that are upset, irate, about Pete Alonso now being a Baltimore Oriole, that Edwin Diaz decided to take the $69 million and run to the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, that Brandon Nimmo is now a member of the Texas Rangers, traded for Marcus Semien, and now that Jeff McNeil. And listen, I think there's different levels of intrigue when you look at the, in terms of the deals that David Stearns made and the impact, emotional impact on the Met fan throughout the course of the tri-state area. There's no question. But the fascinating aspect to me is this, is that when you have, you know, Steve Cohen, and I've talked to, I mean, richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball, worth north of $22 billion. I mean, it's just whatever he wants, the world is his oyster, and God bless. I mean, he's worked hard, he's invested well, I mean, he's done everything, his investment for everything that he's done, you know, and Steve Cohen has been a godsend for the New York Met fan. But the pushback on the Post report from last week in terms of where the Met payroll is going to be, and Cohen's not out there doing a Zoom call like Hal Steinbrenner did, saying, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd like to bring payroll down, doing nothing of the sort, right? It's just like it's the Dodgers and it's everybody else in the complexion of Major League Baseball. I've said it time and time again. I mean, Steve Cohen's going to go out there and continue to be aggressive. He understands that you need to have a winning product in order for people to show out at Citi Field. And he called out the Met fan this past offseason after giving Juan Soto a $765 million contract, and he wanted the Met fan to show up out at Citi Field. And you know what? After having, attendance right in the mid-teens the year before and getting called out by Brandon Nimmo toward the tail end of the season. And that's the season in which the Mets made a run to the National League Championship Series before losing to the eventual champion Los Angeles Dodgers. The Met fan responded a year ago and showed up in droves out to Queens, out to Flushing, out to Citi Field, and packed the ballpark on a night-in, night-out basis. And, you know, all was well. And I've said it before, Cohen's going to remain aggressive It's just that he is not the driving force to this Mets team right now. And that guy is the guy that he waited a year and a half for, and that being the David Stearns. I mean, he is the driving force. He is going to build this team as he sees fit. Now, he better be right. Listen, I'm not going to cry over Jeff McNeil. Listen, I think, you know, the pouting, the complaining, you know, the way he evolved as a hitter, the fact that he was no longer making contact, fell in love with trying to launch angle, trying to hit the ball over the fence. Like, you know, I get the addition by subtraction when you're getting rid of Jeff McNeil. You don't necessarily need McNeil when you've got Marcus Semien, who's got a gold glove defensive for a second baseman. Now, offensively, Semien in his mid-30s is no longer the player that he once was. But still, you get that. You understand that. The Mets internally could say, well, we're going to find options to go out there and replace Pete Alonso at first base and his production. Well, that's where the emotional draw is, because the Met fan, homegrown New York Met, just as McNeil was, right? But Alonso was clearly more productive and obviously more impactful. But, you know, he's a guy that gets the five-year contract and decides to leave for the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, it was a complete utter mess where Edwin Diaz said, thanks, but no thanks. I don't want to get back on board this boat. I'm going to take my ball. I'm going to go out to Los Angeles. I'm going to pitch for the Dodgers. I know what I'm going to get out there. Beautiful city, beautiful ballpark. They, you know, world champion, two-time defending World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you've got one star after another. And you know what? They need a big-time closer. I'm going to take the $69 million. I understand there was more at the table. If there indeed was more at the table, why didn't the Mets offer more at the table for Edwin Diaz? Right, and then you get to the Brandon Nimmo trade. I understand that Nimmo was not exactly seeing eye to eye for a myriad of different reasons with certain guys on that team or certain players on that team, and that, you know, maybe it created an issue within the clubhouse. The amazing thing to me when you look at the clubhouse issue for the New York Mets, if that is what you are going to say why this team ultimately failed in 2025, and it was an unmitigated disaster. Tell me the place where everybody likes each other. Like, you know, not even everybody at WFAN likes each other. You know, tell me the team where everybody likes each other. Where you walk into the room and basically everyone's giving you a bro hug. Where you walk into the room and everyone's like, hey, how's your kids doing? How's your wife doing? Like, there are people that care for you. There are people that don't. But here's the deal. Can you go out there and produce for the common goal and the sake of this, for a team, and go out there and win? Not every member of the Giants likes each other. Not every member of the Jets like each other. Not every member of the Knicks. Not every member of the Rangers, the Islanders, the Devils. Run through any single team. How about St. John's? Not every member of the St. John's Red Storm, who've fallen out of the top 25 for the first time this year because they have no point guard. With all the NIL money they spent during the course of the offseason, they still have no point guard whatsoever. Good luck making Ian Jackson a point guard. That has been a work in progress. But I digress. Not everybody needs to get along. The Mets failed in 2025, not because there was this great chemistry issue within the clubhouse. The Mets failed in 2025 because their pitching stunk.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I mean, that is it. So I don't need to hear about Lindor not calling Juan Soto the day that he signed with the New York Mets and welcoming him into Queens. I don't need to hear about Nimmo having issues, obviously, with Lindor. Lindor historically has had issues with Jeff McNeil and flared up once again. Mr. Smiles, obviously, you know, it's been a bit. When Mets made that run to the National League Championship Series, Lindor was having one big hit after another, right? And you've seen the rumors of going out there and, you know, maybe potentially trading Lindor to the San Diego Padres. That's been rumored out there. So if David Stearns wants to look at this Met team and say, well, it was a big cultural issue, it was a big chemistry issue within that clubhouse out there in Flushing. Well, I'll tell you this. The pitching stunk. Like, if you mean to tell me, say if Manaea in 2025 was the version in 24, say if Kodai Senga was the epitome of health the entire season, you mean to tell me you think this Met team wouldn't have made the playoffs because of chemistry and not guys getting along within that clubhouse? That, to me, is a little bit of a bridge too far. And last year's failure falls on the guy that is now in charge of orchestrating and putting this entire team together. And listen, we've seen Cohen get involved before when Billy Epler in Epley was running this organization, right? And we saw him go out there and bring in guys like Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and be super aggressive and all of those things, right? So we saw Cohen get involved, and you know that Steve Cohen understands that he needs to have a winner, but what Steve Cohen has decided to do here after waiting for the better part of a year to get his guy to be the president slash general manager of this Met organization is he's going to allow David Stearns to go out there and operate this team as he sees fit, whether you like it or not. Now the question is, can he go out there and be successful? You saw the quote a couple days ago after Alonso decided to leave and take, the 5-year contract for the Baltimore Orioles, that when you look at David, he is one that leans into the very fact of having grinders, not stars. Well, I'll tell you this, stars play in New York City, and he has clearly put his chips in the middle of this table, and it better work, because if it doesn't work, there's no one else to blame. They fired the entire coaching staff outside of Mendoza. They blamed, obviously, Lindor in a myriad of different ways, in the papers. You look at it, Juan Soto doesn't take any blame whatsoever. Why would the guy that just signed a $765 million contract take any blame, even though he did not have a prototypical Juan Soto type of year with big-time home runs and big-time spots, right? Alonso is gone. Nimmo is gone. McNeil is gone. Edwin Diaz is gone. You've replaced Edwin Diaz in the back end of the bullpen with two former Yankees, Devin Williams, who stunk to the high heavens a year ago with the Yankees and gave him $51 million. And then you decided to say, well, we're going to lean into the good year, bad year, and we're going to lean into Luke Weaver, and we're going to give him a 2-year contract, and we're going to bring Weaver aboard. So we've got to reshape it. Oh, by the way, Stearns is also the same guy at the MLB trade deadline a year ago. Went out there, reconstructed the back end of the bullpen, and listen, everybody and their mother celebrated the moves that David Stearns made, but still, in the end, it was disastrous. You better win. I mean, ultimately, that's really what it comes down to. You better win. And if you're going to tell me, this offseason that everything was about a chemistry issue with the New York Mets, I think you're turning a blind eye to what the real issue for the New York Mets is. And listen, this offseason, and that was the starting pitching. The Mets didn't have enough. They didn't have enough to get across the finish line. That's why they called on to guys like Sproat and Tong and obviously the brilliance of Nolan McClain at the end of the season. They didn't have enough. And that was a miracle stab, trying to maybe try and get this team across the finish line. But the reason why they were so magical in 2024 was because the pitching was there. The back end of the bullpen pitching was there. The starting rotation was there. They had an understanding. Vientos obviously was a positive impact, and Vientos a year ago was a shell of what he represented big time down the stretch for the better part of 3/4 of the season the year before. The Mets even went on that run to the National League Championship Series, and outside of the home run by Alonso off of Devin Williams, Pete Alonso didn't have your prototypical big moment kind of year from the polar bear. He did a year ago, and yet the team failed. And this is all about chemistry. So now you've trying to create chemistry. Now the question is, can you replicate the production? Because you've taken a lot off of this team. And if you want to tell me, well, we're going to be one that we're going to lean on the defense with Marcus Semien at second base. Well, we're going to be a run prevention type of team. Well, I'll tell you, that starting rotation as it stands right now doesn't look like one of the more dominant starting rotations in all of Major League Baseball. You're gambling on Devin Williams returning to the form that he showed with the Milwaukee Brewers. I get the familiarity, but Devin Williams a year ago did not resemble that kind of player with the New York Yankees. You're banking on Luke Weaver becoming the guy that returning to the figure that he was in 2024, not the oft-injured, underperforming reliever that he was in 25. But when you get to this starting rotation, it's a lot of ifs. If everything we saw from Nolan McLean a year ago is real, well, then that'll be a solution. What exactly are you going to get from a guy like Peterson? What are you going to get from a Clay Holmes? What are you going to get from after a lost season from Sean Manaea? What exactly are you going to get from Kodai Senga after another lost year? We can go back to that rookie season. We can lay claim all you want. And here are the questions that are facing the New York Mets. And then you look across the country out in Los Angeles and you look at the Dodgers as they are the two-time defending World Series champions. And you say to yourself, well, the Dodgers just go big game hunting. They don't care about prospects. They don't care about their farm system. They don't care about how much money they spend. Ultimately, their goal is to win. And Cohen could go out there and hop on social media. And I love Steve. I mean, I think he's been a godsend for the New York Mets. There's no doubt about it. Right? And what he has done as Met owner. You know, what he's done in and around the building. Obviously, he gets the license, the gaming license. And they're going to build up that area around Citi Field and all of those things. But ultimately, he wants to win. But if you learn anything from Cohen over the years, the way that he runs his business is that he hires guys and lets them do their job until they don't and until they fail. David Stearns has taken a big swing. There's no question about it. The guys that you are quite familiar with, homegrown guys like Nimmo, homegrown guy like McNeil, homegrown guy like Pete Alonso, guys that have been here for years, good times and in bad. Edwin Diaz, the up and down nature with him, gone. You have Cohen on social media going out there defending where the payroll is going to be, and I think they're going to spend. And now David Stearns is going to have to go out there and be super creative in terms of addressing the production needs for this team in 2025 to go along with the starting rotation as well. Because that team a year ago failed because of the president. Because of the arrogance about the pitching lab. That is why the team failed. Not because of chemistry. Not because guys didn't see eye to eye. And I'm not telling you that, you know, when the losing persists. The Mets got off to a great start. And for the better part of the 4.5 months, they were one of the worst teams in all of Major League Baseball. The reason why is because the pitching wasn't good enough. And we all saw it. And that's not a chemistry issue. That's a starting rotation issue. And it wasn't good enough. Now, will it be in 2026? He's got a lot of work to do. But he is designing this team in his baseball acumen. He's designing this team in the way that in his vision. And we'll see if it succeeds. The one argument you'd make and give him a little bit of time is, ultimately, if your goal is to win a World Series, and that is the goal, that group failed. They did. Alonso failed. McNeil failed. Nimmo failed. And it doesn't fall all on them. So sometimes you need to maybe take a little bit of a step back in order to take a couple steps forward. The question you have is, how big of a step back do you take in 2026, if at all? I want to thank our friends at Town Fair Tire. They remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires you trust from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, and I mean nobody. 888-808-1019. That is your number to call. We got to go a little bit baseball. Another homegrown Met is gone. McNeil gone, Alonso gone, Nimmo gone. Edwin Diaz, obviously not a homegrown Met. He's out in Los Angeles basking in the sunshine of a two-time defending World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers, after signing that $69 million contract. What's next for the New York Mets? Want to hear from you. It's a Tuesday midday. Melusis with you right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast
for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.